Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I want to remind you that a life free of all fear is possible for you today. Jesus destroyed the bondage of fear when he paid the price for sin at the cross. Now, we maintain the victory Jesus won for us by resisting fear with the power of God's love and the authority of his word. After the attack on America, September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland began teaching believers that a fearless life is part of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We can see in our world today that living fear-free is a timely message for all believers to hear. God put his love in your heart when you were born again, and it's his love in you that gives you the power to resist fear in every situation.
Now turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. Now let's read verse 9, read down into it. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and divine favor, which was given us in the anointed Jesus before the world began, but is now. Who say the word now?
Now.
Yeah, glory. This is now, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus the Anointed, who, H-A-T-H, means has already.
Amen.
Now, if the Apostle Paul said now, has already, that means that Jesus did it before now, and he said that now 2,000 years ago. Well, dear Lord, if it was before that, it's sure before now. Amen.
Amen.
This is not something we're waiting on till after we get to heaven. This don't have anything to do with that. This has to do right here and now.
Amen.
Thank God for the sweet by and by. But this is talking about right here in the rotten here and now.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. Right here on this planet Earth where we are right now.
Amen. Right now.
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus the Anointed, who has already abolished death. He abolished it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, somebody said, why, you mean my body's not ever going to die? Well, most people wouldn't say that. They'd say, you mean I'm not ever going to die? Talking about their body. Well, you will if you stay here long enough. If you keep asking questions like that, it probably won't be very long. The devil will work it out for you, brother. But the authority of death has been removed. In the first place, Satan doesn't have any right to kill you. He doesn't have any right to evict you out of your body or to cause you to have to leave your body before you decide it's time. Well, now, Brother Copeland, I thought it was left up to God. That's what you get for thinking instead of studying the Word of God. You remember the Apostle Paul wrote and said, I am between two. He said, I know not whether to go or to stay. In other words, I hadn't made the decision quite yet. He said, to die is far better and great gain to be with Christ Jesus. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. He said that's by far the best. I believe he made the decision while he was writing the letter. Because he went right ahead to say then, but it is more expedient for you that I stay. He made the decision to stay. And then he said later, he said, I am about ready to be offered. What else did he say? I finished my work. Ran the course. Kept the faith. Amen. All right. Death, most particularly the fear of death, has been abolished in Christ Jesus. Satan's ability has been paralyzed, and he has been put into and is subject to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. The full armor of God. He is subject to the authority of the body of Christ. All right, say amen if you can.
Amen.
Now then, well, let's read Luke 1:74. I'd be wrong if I didn't bring your attention to that. First chapter of Luke, 74th verse. Verse 73, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Now, death is the enemy. Of course, Satan is the enemy. But death is the actual enemy. Don't you remember the scripture said death is the last enemy to be put under our feet? The last one before the return of Jesus? The last enemy to be put under feet? Well, hey, wake up. What's happening? Huh? Yeah, glory to God. Amen. Jesus is anointing the church to come against the spirit of death, hallelujah, and put him underfoot. This is it, my brother and sister. When the Apostle Paul talked about the fullness of time, this is the time he's talking about. We're in it now, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Woo, hallelujah. Now then, resist the spirit of fear. The fear of death. Well, let's turn over to 1 John 4. There's a statement here that I want you to put in your notes, because you'll work through and around it many, 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 many times. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Well, of course not. He said in the 15th, 16th verses, God is love. Well, there's certainly no fear in him, is there? Is there any fear in God? Then there shouldn't be any fear in you, because he dwells in you. You're in him and he's in you. Then there shouldn't be any fear in you at all. That fear is the fear of death, faith in death rather than faith in life. You have to develop a faith in life itself. God is life. His word is life to those that find it. His word has authority over death. Now, there is no fear in love. But perfected, developed love casteth out or flushes out fear, because fear has torment. The fear of death has been abolished. Consequently, the torment that comes from fearing death or being fearful of some part of death. See, the fear of death is the master of all fears. All fear is connected to that. If you can think of how many different ways that a person could die or be killed, then you can think of how many fears there are. The first death that came into the earth was a murder. Well, so then a person could die at the hand of someone else. So under that comes the fear of people, all timidness, timidity, and all different kinds of fear that's associated with other people comes from that master fear. You could die by starvation. So the fear of not having enough, all lust is based on that. Fear of not having enough of everything, all of it is based on that. And the torment of poverty comes from that part of fear. The accidental death. So people are afraid of heights and afraid of depths and afraid of this and afraid of that and afraid to fly, afraid to swim, afraid to go on a ship, afraid to do this, afraid to do that. All of that is based on the fact that a person could die accidentally. So the fear of death is the master over all of those. But the Word of God is master over the fear of death. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you up with me now? You staying with me here? So now we have been delivered from the fear of death. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in God. The fear of death or the torment of fear is the signal. He that fears or he that's tormented, you could say it either way, is not made perfect or love in it has not become active in that area enough to flush that fear out of there. It's like having a red light on the dashboard of your car. Something's wrong and that red light starts going off. And it may be an annunciator with it, you know, that says check the engine, check the oil, check something. I mean, there's something wrong. The red light's going off. Well, I mean, you don't sit there and say, well, look at that. Isn't that something? I bought a perfectly good car. Look at that. They should have fixed that before I got it. Isn't that something? No, you don't just sit there and look at the thing flashing in your face. You go do something about it before the thing strands you out in the middle of the street somewhere. Well, at the first sign of worry, the first sign of any form of doubt, the first sign of any torment, the slightest bit of it, you've got your signal right there. You need to get busy on the love of God in that area, whatever it was. Don't put up with it for 6 more weeks. I mean, get right in the middle of it right now. My God loves me and cares for me, and the Word of God has authority over this, and I don't have any business in fear, and fear doesn't have any business in me, and you don't stop until it is flushed out of there. You understand? Don't tolerate it. Don't put up with it 1 second. Fear is not okay. It is not okay.
Well, Brother Copeland, you know everybody's afraid of something.
No, they're not. That's the world's idea, and it has prevailed because of the simple fact that nobody's ever preached on this very much. So now, well, you know, Brother Copeland, I mean, even a little fear might be healthy. Oh, really? Is that so? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's turn over here to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, do you ever notice when you're reading the label on a can, the first ingredient is the one that there's the most of? All these others are based on fear. So fearful comes up number one. The fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Well, you know, I guess a little abomination's all right. Little murder, well, that's all right. Might even be a little healthy, you know. As long as you don't kill somebody that don't need killing. Just a little whoremongering here and there. That's probably healthy. Sorcerers and idolaters. It's those people that think they're the righteousness of God. They're the ones you want to stay away from. You know, but all the rest of this would be all right. Well, I mean, it's okay. Everybody got a little abomination about them. No, everybody doesn't. Now, fear. Let me inject something right here that's vitally important. Holiness, or living right, that's based on fear is not holiness at all. It's a legalistic control of the flesh. And it only works when the lights are on. You listen to me? Love, God is love, the Word said. The Word also says God is holy. He is holiness. Love is holy. Amen. Well, the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So has His holiness. Love always keeps itself because it always gives itself to others. Love is never a taker. Never. All unrighteousness, all unholiness, all ungodliness is selfish. All sin is selfish. All of it. 100% of it. You can't sin for somebody else. Amen. You can't do it. You can't sin for somebody else. Sin is selfish. Now, resist the spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, let's turn over there if you would, please. 2 Timothy 1, we quote this verse by itself a lot of the time. In the 7th verse, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. But now, let's back up and read the, let's read it in context and read the text wherein we find that verse, starting with the 5th verse. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith. Unfeigned faith. You could say it like this. Uncontaminated faith. To have unfeigned faith. Feigned faith is a phony faith mask that people put on in church or put on around other people of faith that actually live by faith. And they say all the right things and act all the right ways, but the faith on the inside of them is contaminated with fear or maybe some other kind of sin. Fear is sin. Now, unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in your grandmother and in your mother, and I'm persuaded in you also. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God. Now, what did we read in 1 John 4, 15 and 16? God is love, and there is no fear in love. Amen. All right, stir up the gift of love. Oh, that begins to talk to you, doesn't it? Stir up the gift of love, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. There were certain manifestations of the anointing functioning in this young preacher's life because the Apostle Paul had put his hands on him, but the Apostle Paul didn't give that to him. Love gave those gifts to him. He said, stir up the gifts that love gave you. Well, why would love give you something to give to somebody else? See, the gifts of healings, working of miracles, gift of faith, so forth and so on, word of knowledge, gift of prophecy, all of those things. God didn't invest the gift of prophecy in you for you to prophesy to yourself all the time. No. What does prophecy bring? The Bible said prophecy brings edification, exhortation, and comfort. So that is there to edify others. Amen. To exhort others and to comfort others. Amen. So now notice what he said here. God, love, gave you certain gifts. Now you stir up the gift that love gave you. For love has not given us the spirit of fear. How could he? You'd be subject to bondage if he gave you the spirit of fear. Wouldn't you? But we've been delivered from the spirit of fear. Fear of what? Fear of death. Fear of people. Fear of not having enough. Whatever doubt comes along is fear-based. Has to be. So he said, stir up the gift that love has invested in you. Love did not give us the spirit of fear, but has given us the spirit of power. Love is power. Love and of a sound mind. So a fear-filled mind, not a sound mind, is it? Amen. He said, stir that up in you. Praise God. Stir up what love put in you. Well, you can't do that without stirring up love himself. He's in there. Praise God. Now, let's talk about this a moment, and we'll come to a closing here. Resist the spirit of fear, all of its manifestations, knowing that God didn't give that to you. Love did not give you that fear.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Imagine rising above every storm of life, no matter the circumstances. Never again being fearful and unstable, but strong in the Lord, turning it around for good using His authority. Get Kenneth Copeland's teaching, A Higher Place of Authority, and learn to live from your seat of victory. It's time to take your position in Christ and realize the authority you've already been given. When Jesus defeated death, it changed everything for all humanity. He took back the authority that Adam gave up through sin and invested it in the body of Christ. See yourself as God sees you. His very nature has been imparted to you. You have His authority to dominate fear, death, and every evil in the world. Rise above the world system. Discover your position and power in Christ. And release the God-ordained authority inside you to bring the gospel and the blessing everywhere you go. Request your free copy of A Higher Place of Authority from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God has given you His authority to bring His light and love to this world. Learn how to release the authority that's inside you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says in Psalms 139:17, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. God loves you, and he thinks about you all the time. No matter what you've done or where you've been, you are still precious to him. And he's provided you the way to come into his presence without a sense of guilt or shame. He sent Jesus to pay the price that sin demanded of you, and he took your punishment and went to hell in your place. Then he defeated the devil and rose from the dead, completely victorious over all the kingdom of darkness. There's nothing separating you from God's immeasurable love right now. God, your heavenly Father, has a place for you in his family. All you have to do is come to him by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, or if you've been away from God and want to come back into fellowship with him, then pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Yes, it was that easy. Welcome to the family of God. You are his child and have been made joint heirs with Jesus, the King of Kings. And all of heaven is rejoicing right now. To help you learn more about your new life in God's family, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. The book, He Did It All For You, will help you discover what belongs to you as a child of God. There are also two brochures that will help you get started reading your Bible today. Get to know the heart of your Heavenly Father by spending time reading his word. He loves you so much and wants to share with you the secrets of his word that will lead you into a life of peace and victory. The Salvation Package is free, and to request your copy, go to kcm.org. Partners, thank you for your faithful support of this ministry. With your help, we're able to provide resources like the Salvation Package free of charge for people every day. Together, we're helping new believers discover who they are in Christ Jesus and how to receive the covenant benefits God has provided them. Thank you, partners. We love you and we bless you. And thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Lair reminding you, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.